The highlight of the day.
Me, my. Oh, my. Yeah, that's me sweet. Yeah, real sweet. Don't you want to do another? Don't just go into your love and be my. Yeah, oh, my. You're cool, real cool, but I'm wise, yeah.
Wait a second, what a vibe. source. If you can tame me, you can claim me, I'll be yours. You say you're sick and tired of all those phony stallions handing you those lines. And to you I'm just another bronc who'll come on strong and leave you high and dry. Come on and ride a wild horse.
What'd you say?
Saddle up your down at the source. If you can tame me, you can claim me, I'll be yours. Oh, giddy up girl, come on, come on, come on, ride me. If you can tame me, you can claim me, I'll be yours. Now you've corralled 100 thoroughbreds and still you ain't been satisfied. But girl, with me fast at your reins, we'll gallop home and never lose our stride. Come on and ride a wild horse.
What you say?
Saddle up, get down with the source. If you can tame me, you can claim me, I'll be yours. Hey, giddy up, girl, come on, come on, come on, ride me.
Oh, giddy up, boy, come on, come on, come on.
Ride, ride a wild horse. Saddle up, get down with the source. If you can tame me, you can claim me, I'll be yours.
Take a skateboard safari with me on this week's Bubblegum OD. Hello, this is Becky, and you're listening to Skateboard Safari by Davey Allen and the Arrows from the Skater Gator soundtrack. If you're not familiar with Skater Gator, I believe it's on YouTube. It's a short from 1965. It actually won the Palme d'Or, the Cannes Film Festival from 1966. Great soundtrack. It's just a cute little silent movie of skateboarders in Southern California in the mid-60s. And that's all I'm going to tell you. All the music is by Davey Allen, and it rocks. Since this is a short one, we're also going to be hearing in my set here Skater Gator Rock from the same film. Before this, I played a couple of pony songs. Ride a Wild Horse by D. Clark. A bit of Funky Soul, it was from 1975. And Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon, Blame It on the Pony Express. That song was from 1970. It was written by Cook and Greenaway. Before that, a couple of Tommy James songs. Mirage, the Shondells, 1967 hit, was written by Richie Cordell, who was very well known in the bubblegum songwriting factory. Let's advance 15 years to 1982. At this time, Richie Cordell is colleague, bubblegum songwriter Kenny Laguna, managing Joan Jett. She's not doing too well in her post-Runaways career. She cannot get anyone to sign her. But she ends up being a massive star thanks to Kenny's help. He introduces her to some of these songs from the period. She ends up covering Crimson and Clover, another Tommy James song, and a massive hit. Crimson and Clover wasn't one that Richie or Kenny wrote. This one was written by Tommy James and Peter Lucia, and that was from her I Love Rock and Roll album. Before those songs, I played Ricky Tiki Ta 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 by Austin Roberts from 1969, a bubblegum classic. So that brings us to where we are right now on the show. Do we have any Devo fans out there? Yeah? Yeah! This next segment is dedicated to the band and a recent box set that just came out. Devo, 50 Years of De-Evolution, 1973 to 2023. It's on Rhino Warner Records, and I've been meaning to play this for, 2 months, but other shows have taken precedent, so I wanted to dedicate a decent amount of time to this. It comes with several discs, and as I mentioned, these are albums, so this is vinyl. It comes with a really nice glossy book with original artwork, well thought out. Penny, you don't want to step on that. That's Devo, that group you like. You're going to wreck it. It comes with a paper Devo Energy Dome or whatever. It comes with a Devo air freshener. Oh, and this is beautiful too. A Shepherd Fairey style Devo print. So I thought in this set I'd play some of my favorite Devo hits from over the years. And I hope you dig them. And I hope you pick up this set. I'll tell you more about it once I've gotten things together.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there's some Devo for you from the new box set. Let me tell you what I just played, starting from the bottom. I played Beautiful World, which was originally from Devo's New Traditionalists record from 1981. Before that, Girl You Want from Freedom of Choice, 1980. Then I played three cuts from Devo's, I think, probably breakthrough album, Q, Are We Not Men? A, We Are Devo. That was from 1978, Gut Feeling, Mongoloid, and Uncontrollable Urge. And I played one that actually wasn't on the new box set. I played the Devo Corporate Anthem, which is from Duty Now for the Future, from 1979. Let me tell you a little bit more about the De-Evolution box set. 50 years of De-Evolution, from 1973 to 2023. It contains two discs. The first disc is, you know, the hits, well-known material. And then the second disc is more fan faves, rarities, stuff like that. Came out in October, coincided with their farewell tour. That's, again, 50 years of De-Evolution. 50 Years of De-Evolution is on Rhino Entertainment. It's so hard to choose. There's so many great songs. I narrowed it down to six. Maybe we'll play some more next week if you like those. Let me know if you're a Devo fan. And if so, I'll add another half dozen in the mix next week. And tell me which ones you want to hear. Skaterdater 3 from short film Skaterdater. Let's get back to the music. Here's some Sean Cassidy for you. Morning Girl. You're listening to Bubblegum OD.
Not a bit of shit to you. Not a bit.